Germany, foreigners account for 1 in 3 long-term unemployed people. By Kurt Zindelka on March 22, 2025. Foreigners now make up at least 1 in 3 people considered long-term unemployed in Germany after soaring by over 40% since 2018. Despite long-standing claims that migrants are necessary to fill job positions, figures from Germany's Federal Employment Agency, BA, have found that 33% of long-term unemployed, those remaining jobless for over a year, people in the country last year did not hold German citizenship. Broadcaster NTV reports that in 2024, around 972,000 people in the country were long-term unemployed, around 317,000 of whom did not hold a German passport. This represented a significant increase over past years, with foreign citizens making up around 187,000, or 23%, of all long-term unemployed people in Germany in 2018. The actual number of unemployed migrants living in the country may be much higher, given that the figures did not account for people who were born abroad and later attained German citizenship. The data was released following a request from Alternative for Germany MP Renee Springer, who said that the figures demonstrated a failure to integrate foreigners into the labor market. Instead of forcing more and more immigration, the domestic workforce potential must finally be promoted and targeted investments in qualifications, the IFT lawmaker said. Germany's generous welfare state has also been accused of facilitating long-term unemployment, with many claiming that it is sometimes more financially advantageous to remain on the government dole rather than return to work. Many unemployed people in Germany, including legal migrant residents, are eligible for Bürgergeld, or a citizen's allowance. Currently, a single adult can receive up to €563, £612/£474, a month, in some cases indefinitely, in addition to state subsidies covering their rent, health insurance, and heating costs. According to the Institute for Employment Research, IAB, the number of people who have successfully reintegrated into the labor market since the introduction of the Bürgergeld in 2022 has fallen by 6%. The sizable bureaucratic apparatus accompanying the welfare program exacerbates its cost to the country. A study released this month by the Bertelsmann Foundation found that the job centers that oversee the Bürgergeld system on a local level receive €10.7 billion, £11.6/£9 billion, in 2024, of which €6.5 billion were devoted to administrative costs, an increase of 39% over a decade ago. Some job centers spend as much as 70% of their budget on bureaucracy, the study found. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.